If you have your Bible, please open it with me in Isaiah. Open your Bible in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. If you have there, say amen. Amen. And may I ask all to please stand to give reverence from the word of God. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening, because you made us here safely, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for this whole day. We thank you for the service this morning, that we know the pressing importance, how urgent the matter was of the Great Commission. And Lord, this evening we come to you humbling ourselves, asking for your grace and mercy to our lives. Lord God, please empower me and fill us with your Holy Spirit. And may we learn something new from your word this evening, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, for you giving us life, eternal life. Thanking you, Lord, for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for dying on the cross so that we could have eternal life. Lord, we come to you this evening. Touch our heart this evening, Lord God. And I pray that until we end this service, may you speak into our lives, to our hearts, Lord God. And this, as all I pray in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may now all be seated, and thank you once again, church and pastor. Thank you for giving me a privilege to be here. Not only just one service, but it's all two services that I do preaching this day, and I'm so privileged to do that. And I thank the Lord, and thank you so much, church, once again for supporting my pastor. And because of your prayer and support for him, for them financially, I am here today, and I'm the life, I'm the one that life that was changed. And you know what, church? Our ministry, our church in the Philippines is just like your church here in United States. Why? Because we are serving one God. We are serving one God. We only have one Savior, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. We only have one Bible. We only have one faith. And we only have one purpose here in earth. What is that? It's to glorify God. That's the purpose of our life here in earth. And here in our text, we can see the calling of Isaiah. The calling of Isaiah. If we read this chapter, we can see the first verse of Isaiah chapter 6. We can see the vision of Isaiah. And after he saw the vision, God called Isaiah in missions. And I know that I am here this evening sharing to you about my calling. I am here this evening sharing to you about my calling and the work there in the Philippines where I'm going to start. And specifically, I start my mission field is in Victoria, Tarlac. That has a population there, that has a 64,000 population there. But just only 5 to 10% Bible-believing church on that town. As you can see in the video, there's a lot of false religion in the Philippines. And we talk about before the services start, there's a new religion there. There's a man there that said he is a son of God. He is appointed son of God. And the bad thing is, many people followed him. And in order to worship him, they will kiss his feet. That's why all I could say, the people in the town of Victoria, they need the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I go, Victoria has 26 villages there, and I go to the one village there that they called a witchcraft village. There's a lot of witchcraft there. Where my mission field, where I'm going with. And I only have 6 months here. And I'm so excited. When I'm thinking I'm only 6 months here, I'm so excited to go back home. Not just to see my family, but I'm so excited to start a ministry. To start church in the village of Victoria, there is no church, Bible-believing church on that village. They have only one church there, but it's a church, it's a false religion. But I go there and start, when I'm going back home, I start there, the Bible-believing church. Aren't you glad that there's a man that has a vision that going and giving his life to the full-time ministry. And now I just want to say that we're talking about this evening about the calling. Why we're being called? Why I'm being called? I just want to say that if I am not called, I shouldn't go. And if I am not called, I shouldn't be here tonight. But I am here tonight, preaching the word of God, telling you how the work in the Philippines was, because I am called by God. I am called by God in the full-time ministry. My calling, number one, my calling is from above. In Mark chapter, by the way, I entitled this message, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Here am I, Lord, send me. My calling, or not only just my calling, maybe it's your calling. Our calling is from above. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." A call from above. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It didn't come from our mission board, and especially it didn't come from my pastor. Especially it didn't come from my parent, but it comes from above. It comes from above that God commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's from the throne of God. It is with the authority of God. You know what, church? In every country, or the president here in of every country has, they said, called ambassador. They have ambassador to practically represent the president, or especially to practically represent their country to the other country. And their president and the government on their country. But I am here tonight telling to you that I'm going to represent God's government. God's government in the town of Victoria, Tarlac. I'm going to represent Jesus Christ, and I am his ambassador. And you are also his ambassador. You can represent the Lord Jesus Christ without going to another country. You can represent the Lord Jesus Christ here by your neighbor, by your friend, by your unsaved loved ones. You can represent the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what, church? We are his ambassador. And we are commanded. That's the call from above that we should go. Not only a missionary, as I've said a lot this morning, not only, this is not only the work of a missionary, this is not only the work of a church leader, but this is the work of every Christian. Our calling from above is to go and to preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the gospel. I'll go to the town of Victoria and start preaching the gospel to every man that I know that they didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. My world where God called me and my calling from above is in Victoria, Tarlac. God called me in Victoria, Tarlac to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ there to the lost people. Maybe you didn't not yet know what is your calling, but I just want to say that our calling is to go and preach the gospel. Every Christian must commanded to go. Number two, a call from beneath. Number one, a call from above. Go ye into all the world. Number two, a call from beneath. What is beneath? My calling is from the call from beneath means hell. Did you ever think from hell and the noise there? People think about darkness, suffering, thirst, pain. But you ever think about the noise from hell? That a man without Christ will live there with all eternity? Did you ever think about that noise? Jesus tells us about that noise. It is often preached or taught them. But in hell, there was a noise. Just like in one stadium that playing like a soccer or I don't know what is the famous sports you have here. Oh yeah, baseball. Just like one stadium in baseball that cheering 1,000 of people inside that stadium, shouting, yelling, and cheering when their favorite team got score, and booing when the referee doesn't do right. But let us imagine that 1,000 of people in that stadium start weeping, start grinding their teeth. What would it sounds like? Did you ever think about that noise? That 1,000 of people weep and weep, but Jesus said, in hell, they are all weeping. In hell, they are all weeping, crying, grinding their teeth, and angry. Could you imagine that? That all people without Christ, they are all weeping, crying in hell. What would you do when you hear that noise? When you hear that noise, and when you think about that noise, what would you do? In Luke, let us open our Bible in Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 28 or 27 to 28. Luke chapter 16, verse 27 to 28. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. This story is about the rich man and Lazarus. And in verse 27 to 28, rich man begging for Father Abraham that if he could send Lazarus to his family. Because the Bible says they have five brethren that didn't not hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the calling. This is a call from beneath. This is the call that a man in hell calling you and I to go unto their unsaved loved ones, starting sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to them. This is a call for us. Calling, there was a man from hell calling you and I, starting sharing to their unsaved loved ones the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. A call from beneath. Send someone to my Father's house. A call from above, go ye into all the world. A call from beneath, send someone to my Father's house. Send someone to my Father's house and start telling to them how to be saved. Did you ever think about that? Number three, as I've said, I won't keep you long. And I got shocked this morning because my English has, almost 30 minutes. But let's go. Number three, my call or our call is from without. It's from without. Open your Bible in Acts. Acts chapter 16, verse 9. Acts chapter 16, verse 9. The Bible says in verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over in Macedonia and help us. Come over in Macedonia and help us. Paul was traveling and they got traveled all day to God in Troas. He stayed there at night. But in verse 9, Paul saw a vision that there was a man across that bay of Troas calling Paul, asking for help. He saw a vision while he is in Troas. That a man said, come over, help us. All the people, I believe that this man, he represent not just by his own self, but he represent the people there. Across that Troas. He represents all the people that without Christ. All the people from the place, and they need all the light because they are in darkness. They need all the light. They are in darkness and they need the brighter light. They need the glorious light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what, church? People in Victoria, they need to hear. They need the brighter light. They need to hear the glorious light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because as I've said, there's no Bible-believing church. Only 5 to 10% Bible-believing church in the town of Victoria. And many people there still live in traditions, still live in sacraments. That's what they know. That's why they need to hear. They are in darkness. They need to hear the glorious light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also here, I know that every place, there's unsaved people. Also here in United States, they need to hear. People need to hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord because there was a man. There was a man that obeyed that call. There was a young boy that still live in darkness. There was a young boy that still live in darkness. They still live. He still live in sin. But one day, there was a man that going to him and shared the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God because one man obeyed that call. And because of that one man, I am here today. And because of that one man, I am here today preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Testifying the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that He came here to earth, died on the cross, His blood shed on the cross, buried and resurrected from the third day. And Jesus is the only answer of our dying soul. Our duty is to preach the gospel to every creature. Maybe you're thinking, who is the one, or you're thinking your friends, or you're thinking the one that there's the one that without Christ, you're thinking of, maybe you think your family. Just want to say that start telling to them, start representing our Lord Jesus Christ here in earth. Let's start represent the Lord Jesus Christ here in our lives. A call from without. A call from without. You know what, church? Before I go here, I starting visiting because Victoria Tarlacas, as I've said, 26 villages. And I'm starting visiting different villages. Every villages I starting visiting. Not only in the place in our church, but I start going to the different villages. And one time, I go to one village there. And when I go there, that's my first time to go in one village there. And one time I go there, and I saw the people. It hooked my attention. Because I saw people that they're needy. Not in physical, not in material, but they are needy in spiritual things. That's why God put a burden to my heart to start a church there. And when I go back to church, I start praying to God. I start praying to God. This is my prayer. Lord, please use me for your glory. Please help me to reach those people that in the village called Bantog. Please help me and use me to start sharing the gospel, the glorious light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to them. Because they need it. That's one of my prayer. And I thank God because He gave me that desire. And this August, or the last week of July, I will going back home to the Philippines and start preaching to them the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Find every Christian must need to go. But let us find where can we share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I starting their evangelizing people, making disciples and plant churches in the town of Victoria. That's my desire. That's what God want me to do. A call from without. Come over, help us. A call from above, go ye into all the world. A call from beneath, send someone to my Father's house. A call from without, come over and help us. Number four, last. A call from within. A call from within. The three points that I'm telling to you is nothing if this port is without in my heart. If this fourth point is without in your heart. A call from within. It comes first from our heart. I just want to say that if you love the Lord, I just want to ask you, church, do you love the Lord? Say amen if you love the Lord. Amen. Amen. And if you love the Lord, you will love the lost. If you love the Lord, you will love the lost. Those that said that they love the Lord, they love the lost. A call from within. It comes first from our heart. God, give us compassion to those people that are needy. Less compassion costs you nothing. But if you have compassion, it leads you to do more and to do something. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14. The Bible says is this: For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. Just want to say that I'm going to the town of Victoria because the love of God. And I love to reach those people because the love of Christ constraineth me. I will be going to the town of Victoria because not others said, or it is not command by my pastor going to the town of Victoria, or it is not command by my parent, but I'm going to the town of Victoria because of the lost souls, because I love the lost souls. I'm going there, starting ministry and missions there because it's from my heart. It's from my heart. God giving me a desire from my heart to go there. And even though people try to stop me, I will go on that town. And no matter what will happen, I will go. I will go. No people can stop me to go there. Because I love God. Because I love our Savior. Even though my parents persecute me and they don't want what I'm doing right now, I will go. I love God more than I love my parents, more than I love my family. Yes, I love my family. But I love God more than I love my family. I love our Savior. I love Christ. I love the ministry of God. I love to reach the lost souls. I love to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the other people. I love the ministry. My passion is to preach. That's why I'm going to the town of Victoria. Because I love the Lord. I love the ministry of God. It comes first from my heart. The calling of God, it comes first from our heart. When the calling of God is clear to your heart, you have desire to do something for God. Let us search our heart. If our desire is clear, why I love God? Because He first loved me. Because He first loved me. And because we love Him because He first loved us. That's why all I could say to God, "Here am I, Lord. Send me. Wherever you want me to go, I will go. And no matter what will happen, I will go. I will go wherever you want me to go and start preaching and telling and sharing to the other people your love for us, your gospel." That's our mission. That's our work here in earth as a Christian, to share the gospel. A call from without, a call from above, go ye into all the world. A call from within, a call from beneath, send someone to my Father's house. A call from without, come over, help us. A call from within, it comes first from our heart. The love of Christ constraineth us. Hope and I pray that this message will become a blessing to each and everyone. And let's start telling to the other people. Let's start telling to the lost people the love of God, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to share it, you can invite them to the church so that they can hear also the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ inside the church. Thank you, church. Thank you so much, Pastor. And God bless you all.